Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are tackling one of the most mark-rich skills in your entire listening exam, and that is comparison and contrasting. This comes up in Component 03, your listening and appraising paper, and it is worth a significant chunk of your marks. The brilliant news? Once you know the formula, you can absolutely nail it every single time. Over the next 10 minutes, I'm going to walk you through exactly what the examiner is looking for, give you the vocabulary that earns marks, share the most common mistakes candidates make, and then we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, maybe pause, and jot things down as we go, and let's get started. Let's begin with the most important thing you need to understand about comparison questions. The command word here is compare. And in OCR music, compare means you must identify both similarities and differences between two musical extracts. You cannot just describe each one in isolation. The examiner needs to see you making a direct link between the two extracts in every single sentence you write. Here's the golden rule. Every sentence must contain a comparative connective. Words like whereas, however, in contrast, similarly, and on the other hand. If you write extract A is in a major key, extract B is in a minor key, you will score very few marks. But if you write extract A is in a major key, whereas extract B is in the relative minor, that is a comparative statement, and that is what earns you credit. Now, let's talk about the musical elements you need to know. The OCR exam will always specify which element you're being asked about. This is crucial. If the question says, compare the texture of the two extracts, and you start talking about dynamics, those observations will score zero, even if they are completely accurate. You must stay focused on the specified element. To help you remember all the musical elements, I want you to memorize the mnemonic, Dr. P. Smith. Let me say it again, Dr. P. Smith. Each letter stands for a musical element you might be asked to compare. D is for dynamics. That's the volume, the louds and softs, the crescendos and diminuendos. R is for rhythm, the patterns of long and short notes, dotted rhythms, syncopation, triplets. P is for pitch, high or low, ascending or descending melodic movement. S is for structure, the overall form of the piece. Is it strophic, through composed, binary, ternary? Does it use call and response? M is for melody, the shape of the tune, the intervals used, whether it's conjunct or disjunct. I is for instrumentation, the instruments or voices used, and crucially, how they are being played. T is for texture, the layers of sound. Is it monophonic, homophonic, polyphonic, or unison? H is for harmony, the chords used, whether the tonality is major or minor, diatonic or chromatic. Dr. P. Smith, write that down, stick it on your wall. That mnemonic is your comparison toolkit. And when you're listening to the extracts in the exam, mentally scan through each letter to find what's different or similar. Now, let me spend a moment on two elements that candidates frequently confuse, because this is where marks are lost. The first is texture versus instrumentation. Texture is about the layers of sound and how they interact. Monophonic means one melody with no accompaniment. Homophonic means a melody with chordal support. Polyphonic means multiple independent melodic lines happening at the same time. Instrumentation, on the other hand, is simply about which instruments or voices are being used. If you're asked about texture and you write extract A uses violins and extract B uses a piano, that is an instrumentation answer, not a texture answer, and it will score zero for relevance. The second common confusion is between dynamics and texture. Dynamics is volume, forte, piano, crescendo. Texture is layers. They are completely different things. Make sure you know which is which before you walk into that exam. Let's also talk about instrumentation in more depth because there's a higher mark band available to candidates who go beyond simply naming the instrument. The examiner wants you to describe how the instrument is being played. For example, don't just write extract A uses a trumpet. Write extract A features an open trumpet playing a bright fanfare-like motif, whereas extract B uses a muted trumpet, creating a more subdued jazz-influenced timbre. That second answer is worth significantly more marks because you've described the playing technique and its effect on the sound. Similarly, with strings, don't just say strings, say arco strings if they're using the bow or pizzicato strings if they're plucking, say sul ponticello if the bow is near the bridge creating a glassy tone. These specific techniques are what push you into the higher mark bands. For structure, make sure you know your key terms. Strophic means the same music repeats for each verse, like many folk songs and hymns. Through composed means the music continuously develops with no repeated sections. Binary form is AB, two contrasting sections. Ternary form is ABA, The opening section returns at the end. Rondo form is A-B-A-C-A with a recurring refrain. Call and response is when a musical phrase is stated by one voice or instrument and answered by another, common in gospel, blues, and African music. And for harmony and tonality, know the difference between major, which tends to sound bright and positive, and minor, which tends to sound darker or more melancholic. Know that diatonic harmony uses notes within the key, while chromatic harmony uses notes outside the key, creating tension or color. Understand that a perfect cadence, chords 5 to 1, creates a strong sense of resolution, while an imperfect cadence, ending on chord 5, creates a sense of incompleteness or tension.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where so many candidates lose marks unnecessarily.
Mistake number 1, describing each extract in isolation. I cannot stress this enough. Extract A is fast. Extract B is slow. That is two descriptions, not a comparison. You need, extract A is performed at a fast allegro tempo, whereas extract B is considerably slower, suggesting an adagio marking. One sentence, two extracts, one comparative connective. That's the formula. Mistake number 2, using non-musical adjectives. Words like bouncy, scary, upbeat, sad, or happy will not earn you marks. The examiner is looking for technical vocabulary. Instead of bouncy, say, features a dotted rhythmic pattern. Instead of sad, say, is in a minor key with a descending melodic contour. Always translate your emotional impressions into musical terminology.
Mistake number 3, answering the wrong element. Read the question stem very carefully. If it says, compare the use of texture, underline the word texture, and keep bringing yourself back to it. Every sentence should be about texture.
Mistake number 4, not specifying playing techniques for instrumentation questions. As I mentioned earlier, naming the instrument is only the starting point. Go further. Describe articulation, dynamics, and technique. My top tip for the exam, before you write a single word, listen to both extracts and jot down notes using the DRP Smith framework. Write the element letters down the side of your paper and note one observation per element for each extract. Then when you write your answer, you'll have a bank of comparative points ready to go.
Okay, quick fire quiz time. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer.
Question 1. What does the T in DRP Smith stand for? Texture, the layers of sound. Question 2. What comparative connective should you use in every sentence of a comparison answer? Whereas or however. Question 3. What is the difference between monophonic and homophonic texture? Monophonic is a single melody with no accompaniment. Homophonic is a melody supported by chords. Question 4. If a string player is plucking the strings rather than using the bow, what is the correct term?
Pizzicato.
Question 5. What is a strophic structure? A structure where the same music repeats for each verse with only the lyrics changing. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's bring it all together. For OCR GCSE Music Component 03 comparison questions, remember these key points. 1. Always use comparative connectives. Whereas, however, in contrast, in every sentence. 2. Stay focused on the specified musical element. Do not drift into other elements, even if you notice something interesting. 3. Use precise technical vocabulary. Translate every emotional impression into a musical term. 4. For instrumentation questions, go beyond naming the instrument. Describe how it is being played. 5. Use Dr. P. Smith as your systematic checklist when listening to the extracts. You've got this. The comparison question is one of the most learnable skills in the entire GCSE music exam because it has a clear formula. Master the vocabulary, practice the comparative sentence structure, and you will be picking up marks confidently on exam day.
Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.